6 months ago, and as they were getting ready to climb Mount Everest, we asked them to come back and tell us about the climb. Now, we had a bit of a scare, as did some of their relatives, because at one point, and Michael is here, and Ambrose is your name, right? Michael, at one point, a listener emailed me, and there was a story about some local climbers who had perished on Mount Everest, and one of them was named Michael. And so someone emailed us and said, and you...
The guy you had on.
The guy you had on.
Did you read the story?
Did you read the story? And we freaked. And you said that actually other relatives of yours were a bit concerned too.
Right? Oh, yeah. I had an aunt in back in Milwaukee that was calling my parents and calling my sisters. And she was sure I was dead. She thought it was me. And someone had said that one of the local TV stations didn't necessarily, when they aired it on the evening news, it was unclear if they actually gave the last name. Mm-hmm. It was just Michael from Seattle.
That was about the same time you guys were up there, too.
Oh, yeah. He was on the other side of the mountain from us.
You were on the mountain at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
That's why the confusion. I mean, we knew the schedule they had to go up, and then here comes this story of a local guy named Michael. You know?
You mentioned that you made it to the top, by the way, right?
Yes.
What's it like standing on top of the world, literally?
Well, aside from the cigarette smoke or the rubber chickens.
You smoked a cigarette up
on
there?
On top of Mount Everest?
There was a Sherpa right in front of me smoking a cigarette, looked like Marlboro Man sitting, you know. I got a picture of him.
Sherpas. Look at these Americans with their shoes. No words. Wimpy boys.
You had a bona fide Sherpa with you?
I had none of my Sherpas smoked. I had two Sherpas.
So it's crowded at the top of the world.
There. Oh, yeah. There were 15 people. There was a whole group moving up. There was 15 people. We were all packed right in the same spot because we wanted to be right on top while we were taking our pictures and our 15-minute break up there.
You go up how many thousand feet up there?
It's 20.
You don't know how many thousand feet
it's 29. It's 29,035 feet.
The last 35 is a line, so you can get your picture taken.
It's like Santa up there.
What do you want, little man? Better clothes.
29,035. And 35 feet.
Damn.
And that's the top of Mount Everest, the highest peak in the world. I imagine that it's difficult to breathe. You had oxygen.
Yes.
It's been done without oxygen.
It's been done a lot, and you had Ed Beasters you had on the show last week has done it like 4 times without oxygen. And I've got a whole new respect for the guy. It's tough enough with oxygen. And
by the way, federal aviation regulations require oxygen at above 15,000 feet for anybody.
You're double that.
How much oxygen does it take to get to the top? I mean, is it stuff come in big tanks, right? Is that what the second Sherpa's for, the oxygen tank?
I'd love one of these Sherpas, actually, just to hang around the house. Tell him he can get out of that cold and wind. And we'll pay him whatever.
You got a pool.
And they're great for snuggling with at high camps.
So now the Sherpa's there, and he's carrying all this extra stuff for you guys.
The Sherpas are incredible. They can carry twice as much as we can and move twice as fast. And They both carried extra oxygen bottles for me and then extra ropes that they were stringing up on the mountain. And
it's not like you guys are couch potato Americans. I mean, let's face it, almost any fit person in another country can carry twice as much as us and go twice as fast.
For half the
money. Americans are lazy, but you're some of the fittest Americans going. What is it about these Sherpa people?
They all grow up at 4,000 meters, 12 to 14,000 feet to start with. That's
they grow up needing less oxygen.
And their whole bodies just kind of, they build extra blood vessels. And the Sherpas do have a trial by fire. So if they're not accustomed to it, because they'll come as young Sherpas and work on the mountain, and either they survive or they don't. And, I mean, they don't die, literally.
Oh, because when you say survive, I think life or death.
Or take a different job. At the Costco at the bottom of the mountain.
There was recently a study funded by universities on Sherpas and why it is that they can carry so much more than we can. And what they determined is that their natural biomechanics are so much more efficient for carrying loads than ours are.
They're small guys. They're only about 5 feet, two inches.
They're 5 feet, 2 inches?
Wow.
Wow, Casey, you'd have to do more. You'd have to get some surgery to date a shoe.
Really?
Thanks.
Throwing out your shoes would not be enough.
You have lovely ankles.
Wow. Now, is this like your lifetime achievement? Are you moving on to whitewater rafting, or are you guys going to go like Ed and start trying to summit everything that you can find?
First, I got to pay off all my debts. And I mean, I'd like to go back to the Himalayas, but I'm certainly not. I'm not quite as focused as Ed was for I don't know how many years he pursued that.
Was Mount Everest, the feeling sitting on top of Mount Everest after all that hard work, was it worth it?
After I recovered, getting back down, it was worth it. Yeah. When you're on top, you know, I didn't have that euphoria. I felt like I don't know if you
crap.
Yeah, crap.
This is it. Looked like this 5,000 feet ago. Why didn't I stop?
Right.
Coming down's got to be fun, though. I mean, just knowing you've done it.
Not really, I would think. Because if you slip on the way down, you don't get the bragging rights.
I was sucking extra oxygen all the way down, so I was actually feeling...
Congratulations, guys. Michael and Ambrose and Casey's mom, Jan. Very nice to meet you. Call us and give us the what for if we ever disappoint you. Friday, comedian Rosie Tran will appear this weekend at Comedy Underground and be on our show. Also...